The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com. Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial. And up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
This is it, part five, the final segment of my interview with Blanca Simpson. Over the past four parts, we've walked through her entire journey with the Murdaugh family. From meeting Alec in the late 90s to becoming the family's trusted housekeeper to the secrets Maggie confided to the morning of June 7th to walking into that house 12 hours after the murders and seeing things that didn't add up. Now, we get to the hard questions. Does Blanca think Alec Murdaugh killed his wife and son? Why does she think he did it? Does she believe he deserves a new trial? And after testifying against him, after everything, where does she stand with Buster today? This is the conclusion. Here's part five. What do you think happened here? Do you think that that is the reason that this took place? Do you even think Alec is the one who was behind the weapon? Or do you think Alec was more, you know, what sort of role do you think he played in this?
There have been so many people trying to theorize on that. And my personal theory is what I wrote in the book. Plan A did not go well. Trying to get in contact with the Mr. Rowe to come out there to the property. I think plan A was totally, you know, off. And when Mr. Rowe didn't show up, he had to go to plan B. And plan B was planting that seed that perhaps it was the kids on. And I don't mean no disrespect when I call them kids, but to me, they're kids. You know, I have kids their age. Yeah. But that started his story about, you know, the boat, you know, the people on the boat could have done it and so forth. What he forgot, though, was that while he was testifying in court, when they asked him about was anybody else out there. During the time that that Bubba takes that chicken in his mouth,
yeah,
and Maggie's talking and Paul's talking, and you kind of hear him interact a little bit right there.
You cut out there, Blanca. Go ahead. You cut out there. Pick it up from that time where they're talking the chicken and that, and getting at something.
From the time that Bubba got the chicken in his mouth, and you could hear Maggie, you heard Paul, and then you hear Alec. The dogs are not alerting, especially the bloodhound that sat on the end of the kennels.
Yeah.
That they were very sensitive when other people were out there that they did not recognize. They were very familiar with them three. That's why you don't hear them.
Yeah.
And even Alex said it in court when he was asked. He said the dogs didn't sense anybody else out there. Yeah. So there's been a lot of people that are saying, well, so-and-so could have come on there. Well, you can tell when he's on the phone with 911 that somebody else is out there. You could hear the dogs. Mm-hmm. As quiet as Alec is trying to be on that phone, if you listen to the tape, you can hear the dogs. You can even hear Bubba whimpering in the background. And you can hear the other dogs anxious in the background while he's on 911. And then however they tried to have their say-so about why he said here. He said here to whoever was out there helping him. Take something or here, take this or whatever. So the dogs were alerting at that point. The dogs were very anxious. You could hear him in the background. When he says here, it's not that he's talking to the 911 dispatcher, because if you hear the call, he doesn't really answer why he says here. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of, he's kind of like leading him into that question as he's talking to him, Mr. Griffin. Yeah. So he doesn't really answer that. And then Alex himself said, in his testimony about the dogs didn't sense. There was nobody else there. The dogs weren't, they didn't sense anybody. And I have been from the time that I heard that video and I started kind of settling down, there's no way there wasn't anybody else out there other than Maggie, Paul, and Alec. The other people that arrived, the cleaners that I call them, arrived after to help. And I think he made that call. I messed up. I need for y'all to, I need for y'all to come to my house. You know, something happened. I don't believe that they got there or that they helped him in any way with the crime. That's not my theory. My theory is that they helped him. You know, by the time they arrived, it was already too late for Maggie and Paul.
Do you think Alec is the one who pulled the trigger?
I do. There's too little time for, and the dogs are not, like I said, the dogs alert. Though that bloodhound and the little, the one that they call Tappy Toes, it's like a small version of an Irish setter is what I call it. Those dogs would alert and they're not.
Why do you think he did it? I mean, for knowing what you know, how tight of a unit they were, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense that he would. I mean, I get the familial side. Do you think it has something? Would Alec have done this if he had been in a different mind state? If the drugs weren't part of the equation? If all this stress is dad dying, the boat crash, all these things, was it a perfect storm? And you got this bizarre version of Alec that Alec didn't even know at that moment in time that did this, or was this just the deep down real piece of Alec where he saw no other options out of all of these things, and the only thing he could go for would be some empathy where the person whose spouse was just murdered and son just murdered and woe is me? What do you think was going on there in his mind?
What I believe is he knew that, the motion to compel was coming up that Thursday.
Yeah.
He already knew that. He had been confronted about the money that was missing. His father was dying. He knew that. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. The stress from that. He was very close to his dad. But the motion to compel, he knew his dad was dying. His dad could not help him. The only solution to that was all the properties. He would inherit all. A prime example that would give him the assets to come up with the money and put that money away. Nobody would have probably ever known that he taken, you know, that money, because he would have had enough time. And he knew that. He was very smart. Alec is very smart. And he knew, you know, I think out of desperation, he might have snapped because of the fact that the motion to compel was coming up, and he was going to have his financial crimes were going to be, you know, they were going to find out about him.
Yeah.
And that was just a way for him to get the sympathy of the people, you know, based on what had happened. And, you know, like I said, all of the properties, everything was going to go to him. He wasn't stupid. All of the properties were under Maggie's name. So the person, the spouse, was going to be entitled to all of that. So it makes perfect sense that he knew what was about to happen, and he didn't want it to happen. And unfortunately, he made a decision that is unforgivable.
I always say all roads, narcissism always wins. Not the narcissist, narcissism, because it destroys anyone who practices it. And I it seems like this may be exactly what happens. Do you think, in your perspective, when you look at everything, where it sits right now, and if he did snap, if this was just some, you know, insane moment of his, do you think Alec believes he did this?
I think he's in denial. I just think he's in denial. He's never. Will he ever? He ultimately, the only person that knows what happened, the truth about this, is him. Yeah. Whether he will ever tell us, you know, that's for us to sit here and guess. Will he ever say something? Well, maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't believe him. He's going to continue with a narrative that somebody else did it, that he's basically innocent, that he didn't, because he knows the stigma that goes behind with killing your wife and your child. He knows that. And he wants that sympathy from the people, you know, that he lost his wife and his child, you know, in a brutal way. But
it makes you wonder, like, does he even remember this happening, or is it something he's blocked out and is now literally just drinking his own Kool-Aid and believing the narrative?
When I watched him at when he gave his statement, I honestly thought that he would speak differently in front of the judge. I was hoping, let me put it that way, that he would speak differently. Mm-hmm. To kind of give me the Alec that I knew from the past. And he didn't do that. He made it about him. He made it about, oh, poor me, you know, I'm struggling, you know, I lost my wife. And I understand that. But then to stand up there and basically not acknowledge the pain that he caused, the pain that not only to her family, but to all of us that, you know, to the few of us that were close to Maggie and Paul. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that even the kids that were on the boat with Paul, they mm-hmm. might not have been talking, but those kids have a heart. And they deserved better. And his arrogance came through more than, you know, if you want empathy from people, you have to show that in the way that you speak to people. And in court, he made it all about him and not about any of the people that he hurt. Yeah. I didn't see that. The only concern was Buster. And I understand, you know, that's his only son, you know, the son that he's got left. But what about the families? What about the families that you destroyed along the way? What about, you know, your the people that were hurt? He didn't have that remorse. He didn't have that sympathy towards him. I mean, he just did not have that. It was an arrogance. It was a it's almost like he put on a show to show people that this is who, you know, I am.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to come up on as harsh, you know, but it was shocking to me when they arrested him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't expect it at that moment. But then once I started putting things together, as I had enough time to go over, you know, some of the stuff, and I wasn't looking at what the police officers were looking at. I was not looking at that. I was looking at the tire tracks behind him when he was talking to Officer Green. I was looking at the towel that didn't make sense, the clothes that were left in the bathroom, the puddle of water. Those are the things that I was looking at. Maggie's car parked on the wrong side. Those are the clues that I was looking at. I don't care about, you know, of course the forensics had a lot to do with it, you know, when they, whatever it was that they did, you know, the bullets and all of that. But to me, it was certain things that just did not fit the puzzle.
Yeah.
And
very personal things that don't fit the puzzle.
Exactly. There was a lot of things that just did not fit the puzzle. And I think there was a lot of deflection, you know, everything was deflected towards me, you know, certain things that weren't done or whatever. It's like, oh, well, the maid cleaned up, you know, or she did this, she straightened out. I'm sorry. You know, there for a while, I felt that. I really did. I felt that. But the one thing that I feel good about is the fact that I was not in law enforcement, and it was not my responsibility to serve that warrant on that home.
Yeah.
So as far as using me, it was easy for people to deflect everything on me and saying, oh, she cleaned up, she did this. And I'm over that. I didn't do anything wrong. I wasn't.
No.
I didn't do anything wrong.
I don't take it that way at all. You were doing what you were supposed to be doing, and nor did you have the benefit of you know, hindsight to see everything that's going on. No one knew what was going on at those moments in time, you know? So you were doing what you were supposed to be doing at that moment.
Yes,
I know you have Bubba, correct?
I do.
How is Bubba?
Bubba's had some, I've had some, touch and go moments with him, but he was diagnosed with diabetes. Okay. He started having seizures before I got him. I know Maggie had to take him in, in the middle of the night because, he was having seizures.
Yeah.
But he was doing well on the medication and everything. So, once I got him, I guess it was an adjustment period for him. Some days he would eat, some days he didn't want to eat.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I noticed within days, he was eating normal. He was drinking water. He was doing everything normal. But I noticed that he was not gaining weight. And that's when I rushed him and I found out that he was diabetic. They tested him. They ran all kinds of labs on him. I found out he was diabetic. So We got him on the medication, the insulin. We finally got that under control. He wore a meter for some time, you know, to kind of get it, get his readings. Yeah. It was really hard on me at first because follow every 2 to 3 hours. If the meter would alert, I would have to be right there to see, you know, whether, yeah, you know, what I needed to do, yeah, give him food or water, or whatever he needed. And it was touch and go there for a while, but
sure.
I'm so thankful that I got a great team that has helped me control his diabetes, yeah, and given him, you know, he did go almost completely. He can see shadows, but he can't really see.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's doing fairly well. He knows the run of the house. He knows where his bed is. He knows everything. Good. I mean, he gets around pretty good, and he's very clingy, and he follows me around. I think his sense of you know, he just knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's doing well. He's doing extremely well now.
Yeah, good to hear that Bubba got a good home. You got him, you know, with the blessing of Buster. Do you guys keep in contact after all this?
No, sir.
No.
No. I knew. Like I say, I knew after testifying that any kind of relationship, you know, friendship, you know, the relationship, you know, was gonna,
yeah,
it was not gonna be there anymore. I knew that once I testified, you know, of course, and I don't hold any ill feelings. That's his father.
I mean, that's a dynamic
that's still
a personal one.
That's
for
still
him.
His dad.
That'd be one that, I mean,
all I can say
him,
is, all I can say is I hope he's happy, and sure. I hope he's, I just want him to be happy. And if it meant not ever speaking to me again, as long as he's happy and he's living his life according to what Buster wants to do and not what anybody else wants him to do, and he's happy. I don't care if, as long as he's happy, even if he doesn't speak to me, it's okay. I'm okay with that. But I just want to see him happy and as best he can and go on with his life. And, you know, for people to let him be who he is, you know, let him live his life.
Let him have his own identity outside of all of this. One more question.
Yes.
Do you think Alec deserves a new trial with all that's going on right now?
It's legal.
I if it was up to me, I think I say it in the book where you know, I think he got a fair trial.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not up to me or anyone else that thinks like me. You know, we are all entitled to, you know, a fair trial under the law.
Sure.
And if that's the case, then, you know, we just have to follow the rule of law. And if the rule of law specifies that he needs to get a new trial, then, you know.
Yeah, it would be, if there would be a new trial, it sounds like you have some information that could be rather valuable to the prosecution that didn't make it into the first one. If they would only listen.
I don't think that they're going to call me to testify.
No. Would be interesting.
I don't.
Yeah. Stranger things have happened, especially around all of this.
I mean, other than to tear away at you know, the theories that I have, or to
sure
you know, other than that, I don't think that they would do that.
It will be fascinating to see what happened. Thank you so much for coming on here today, Blanca, and giving us your insight on what life was like through all of that and your many decades with the Murdaugh family. Thank you again so much. And there it is. 15 years inside the Murdaugh family, a front row seat to their lives, their secrets, and ultimately their destruction. Blanca Simpson didn't just clean their house. She became a part of their world. And when that world collapsed, she was left holding pieces of a puzzle that nobody seemed to want. She tried to help investigators. They told her to get help. She noticed things that didn't fit the story. And in the end, she sat on that witness stand and told the truth, even knowing, though, it would cost her relationship with the only Murdaugh left standing. Whether you agree with all of the theories or not, one thing is clear. Blanca Simpson was there, and her perspective matters. Her book is out now. This is it, Within the House of Murdaugh. If you want to read all of it and get all of her experience, this is the place to do it. It's available wherever books are sold. Love to get your thoughts on our conversation, on this interview. You can check it out on YouTube if you're not already there. You can comment there on YouTube. Be sure to press subscribe as well. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.